Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the first Friday of the month of September, and the first Friday of each month was designated by our Lord himself as a day to be consecrated to honoring his Sacred Heart. The object of this devotion, or the goal, is to make our Savior Christ ardently and perfectly loved, and to make also reparation for the outrages offered to him in the past and in the present day. There's much evil in this world, but it will be in the end conquered by love. Today's saint is named Saint Lawrence Justinian, and when he was a young priest, he always preached to people in high offices during times of wars and calamities. And he said that if the people want to obtain the divine mercy of God and love, they must get rid of their self-esteem and pride. That is, they need to humble themselves. If your heart, children, is filled with pride and envy, there is no room for the Holy Ghost and love anymore, and no childlike expectation of reward. Today's saint, Saint Lawrence, lived in the 15th century Italy, and his mother was widowed when she was still young, and she had to find ways to raise her children by herself. Very demanding job it was, but she never neglected any part of her children's religious upbringing. Saint Lawrence was 18 years old when he felt called to be a priest. He one day had a vision where God spoke to him, saying, "Lawrence, why do you seek all the things your heart desires, one day this and another day that? What your heart really desires is me. I am the only treasure worth having, and only thing which can make you happy." And from that day onward, Saint Lawrence did so. He forgot himself totally and desired in his heart to do only the will of God. He now loved humiliations, and even the most despised and loathsome works he did happily. When he went out in the streets to beg alms, he often went where there was the biggest number of people, so that there would always be one who would treat him with contempt. Even after he was made a bishop of Venice, which was a huge and important city, Saint Lawrence never thought of his own desires, but was ready and faithful servant of all his subjects. If someone wanted to see him for any reason, Saint Lawrence never, not on any excuse, made anyone wait to speak with him, but he immediately interrupted his writing, studies, or even his prayers to receive a visitor, whether he was the highest nobleman of the city or a poor beggar. No words of complaint ever departed from his mouth. In fact, once his servant, who served him at the dinner table, presented the Honorable Bishop Lawrence vinegar instead of wine. But Saint Lawrence didn't say a word, but drank all of it to the last drop. Dear children, there is an expression that if someone is truly generous, He'll give you anything your heart desires. But the only thing which your hearts truly must desire is our Lord Jesus. Today on First Friday, we'll adore Him in the Blessed Sacrament, and we express Him our joy that He has given us His religion to unite us with our God the Father. Here on this earth, we might sometimes feel sad if we have lots of work or worries in the family or strifes or arguments with friends. But all of the worries of this world will one day vanish when we receive our heavenly reward for all the patience and charity and love we have shown to others and shown to God on this earth. On this earth, our hearts also feel a bit sad because there are so many people who truly want anything their heart desires, but neglect the only thing what really could make them happy, that is our Lord. As God told Saint Lawrence, this faithful servant of His, He is the only treasure which has any worth of all in this world. Children, thank our Lord today that He has come to make you happy, and say a small prayer to those who still neglect to come to worship Him, because these poor souls are truly unhappy, and being separated from your Heavenly Father is a faith you would never wish anyone to suffer. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.